Approximately 280 blood drives across 25 states were canceled last week due to the extreme cold weather conditions, and that has the American Red Cross scrambling for blood donors and donations. Kristen Hatfield is with the Red Cross Mid-Atlantic region.
And that has resulted in a shortfall of almost 8,400 blood and platelet donations.
In the Mid-Atlantic region alone, including Virginia, Red Cross chapters face an estimated shortage of 900 pints. And while blood or plasma is always in need, it's platelets that are even more of a need due to their short shelf life.
Platelets are the clotting factor in your blood. And what's different about platelets, they only have a shelf life of 5 days. And the primary use for platelets in our community is for people who suffer from leukemia or cancer.
And while blood donation is still as simple as walking into an active Red Cross donation site, you do need to make an appointment for platelet donation, and it takes a little bit more planning. But Hatfield says it can actually be quite an enjoyable experience.
It takes a little bit longer. It's about 2 hours. And we have these wonderful, nice leather beds that kind of recline back. We'll give you a blanket, nice warm blanket. We have current movies that you can watch. We have Wi-Fi. And it's like I always joke, it's like a spa day. It gives you a chance to sit for a time. I just feel like life is so hectic. It's just nice.
As far as blood types on the short list,
well, right now, the Red Cross has an urgent need for blood types O positive, O negative, A negative, and B negative. And O negative, I always like to mention that O negative is the only blood type that can be given to all of us, and it makes up approximately 9% of the population. And O positive can be given to anyone of a positive blood type. Type O is the most requested by hospitals for patients. Type O donors are able to give to more people. It's a wonderful blood type to have.
I'm Lisa Fenderson.